glad you're with us. Want to better learn how to decompress after a stressful day or week? Here's this weekend's Nicole Murray.
So April, National Stress Awareness Month, here to talk all about it, integrative spiritual consultant and author of the new book, Everyday Awakening, Catherine Duncan. Catherine, so let's start simple. What are some simple ways to decrease stress?
I have five quick tips of how to lower your stress. And just to note, about 55% of all Americans right now report that they are feeling stressed. Here's exciting news. We can self-regulate. We can calm our nervous system. Starting with the first one, breath. Right now, just coming into your breath, can you feel the coolness of the air coming in through your nostrils, the warmth as you breathe out brings you into this moment? Or can you feel your lower belly expand as you breathe in and recede as you breathe out? My favorite is breathing in peace coming through my body, breathing out stress. I even visualize it like gray smoke leaving my body. When we do this, it starts to calm our nervous system.
So breathing, I guess, while focusing on details around you.
And there's many ways to breathe, you know, alternate nostril breathing, square breathing, but just focusing on your breath moves you out of your fast-chattering mind into your body and starts to calm our body. Here's the research. Dr. Herbert Benson from the 70s, Harvard professor, doctor. When we focus on our breath, like I was just naming, or meditating, it starts to lower your blood pressure, your cortisol levels, your heart rate. It is amazing how we can, each one of us, calm our nervous system and calm our body.
Wow. Okay. Give me another one of those top five tips that you've come up with.
Yeah, next is using your senses. And I'll do this if I take a short break and go for a walk, or maybe I'm sitting in my office or home. So can you, for a few minutes, first, just notice what you're seeing all around you. Just what are you seeing? Then what are you hearing? Then what are you smelling? Then what are you tasting? What are you feeling? Again, just focusing on your five senses brings you out of your busy mind into your body, where this is where that peace, that calm, that stillness, again, starts to calm our body. This is one of my favorites. It's called self-soothing. You just put your hands together over your heart area, in the middle of your chest, and just feel the warmth of your hands as you breathe in and breathe out. Starts to calm your body. You can add a loving kindness phrase, may I be at peace. Or if you believe in something beyond, you'll give me peace and just breathe.
It sounds like a lot of this is all about almost shifting focus a little bit, seems to be the underlying theme.
Yeah, it's a conscious choice every one of us is making all day long. Are we, and it's just noticing awareness, where am I? Am I in my mind? Am I in my body? Am I feeling stressed? Am I not? And making a conscious choice to try one of these exercises, to just move out of our mind into our body. And this is where that peace, that ease, that grounding, it's not found in our mind. So another exercise I love, and this is a body movement. I'm trained in Qigong. So here it is. Standing, I would invite people to stand, legs hip-width distance apart, bending your knees gently, and just start from your knees bouncing up and down. This opens up your energy channels, aligns our energy, brings us into our body, again, out of our mind, into more of a flow state. We know that body movement, exercise decreases the stress hormone cortisol levels in our body, and it's really grounding.
Wow. Okay. And then that last one, that last tip.
The last tip I would share is tapping, emotional freedom technique called EFT. We have acupressure points in our body, and one is on your hand. You can do this while you're at work, having your hand even under the desk. On your hand, between your pinky finger, middle finger, the line that goes from your ring finger down to your wrist. Just start tapping gently on your hand. This is a major acupressure point, an anxiety stress point. Tap on that for 30 seconds to a minute. And then if after a minute you're still feeling some stress, you can tap right underneath your eyes, our major stress anxiety points. You tap on that. And again, starts to automatically signal to your body to calm and relax.
That's this weekend's Nicole Murray with spiritual consultant and therapist Catherine Duncan. Coming up next, improving civility when we discuss politics.